programs. Welcome to Coming Attractions on. Come on. It's so good. I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Coes G, Voltron, Transor Z. I don't know Transor Z. But Battletech, Robotech. I know those guys. Have you guys heard of Transor D?
Don't know what.
Z? Not Transor D. That's something different.
Earlier version. That was so real.
I know Mech Warrior and Battletech. Those are also. But as kids, we all dreamed about piloting giant robots. Yes, Transor D's nuts. I got you. Our dreams come true in our next movie. Really, really huge robots just on a super tiny budget. We're watching Robot Jocks. Have you guys ever heard of the movie Robot Jocks before?
I have not. And when you first mentioned it was
spelled. I've watched most of it.
I'm not sure if I'd heard of it. I definitely haven't watched it. E suggested it to me. I said, okay, I'll give it a try. This movie had me in under 2 minutes where I was like, absolutely, we need to watch this movie.
Wait, I thought you guys had seen this. You guys had not seen this movie?
E has watched it and apparently it would like dress up for Halloween as a robot jock.
I watched this all the time. I feel like it was one of those things that was on TV all the time we watched. No?
I don't.
Maybe just me.
It's maybe if I watch more of it. Yeah. I've watched maybe 5 minutes of it and was like, in love. And we had to run
20 all the time or something, I feel like.
It seems like it would be.
80s?
It came out in
1990.
That's prime time for us to watch it. So I might.
Yeah.
We might.
Maybe you'll get more into this film and be like, I've seen
it. It's,
but you
it's
said a, you've watched it.
I've only watched it 5 minutes. I wanted to save myself and be fresh. It was hard to turn it off.
Yeah.
But I'm so confident in it. And I was like, it's absolutely going to be our next episode. Uh-huh. You know, it might be the best movie that Gary Graham did, who did just pass away. You know, I'm from Alien Nation. He's your favorite disapproving Vulcan from Star Trek Enterprise.
Okay.
Ryan, you need to watch Enterprise. Just you need to get over the
episode. It's on at like midnight. I know I could stream it.
It's on Paramount Plus.
No, I haven't. It's not as good to catch Star Trek. You gotta catch Star Trek.
Disagree.
All the like Shriner Kids videos and the Humane.
Do you know how good it is?
Did Warriors.
To just put a random episode of Next Gen, any Trek on your TV and fall asleep in your bed to it.
Can do that with Heroes in Icons Network from 8 o'clock to 1 a.m. You got some Trek goes in order. Series go in order. You get every one.
Are you watching all four series? Five?
I watch classic 60s and then Next Gen, and I usually dip out after that because it's 10 o'clock at night at that point.
Yeah, but you're going into Deep Space Nine at that point.
Yeah.
Right. We never make it to Voyager or Enterprise.
I told you I watched a Voyager episode where she was like in that old timey 30s space movie thing. And
yeah, I think I sent you a reel about it or something because it came up on Instagram later.
Oh, did I missed it? It's in my Instagram. I haven't seen it yet.
It'll be there. You'll be like, oh, yeah.
Anyway,
you can just watch them all the time. It's crazy that you refuse to do that. But I'm excited to watch Robot Jocks of I don't even know how to describe one-on-one combat, but it's also sporty.
But mech real steel? Is that what we're thinking here?
Kinda. It's mech. It's Pacific Rim, no kaijus. Just Jaegers.
All right.
So, like, if we wanted to fight, what's the one with the three arms? Like, we're in Gypsy Danger?
No, that was the main guy.
That's the main one, right? That's the main one, but Typhoon something, right?
Or we played He-Man or whatever again.
No, these are names of the Jaeger program. No, none of them were Noisy Boy. Noisy Boy is real steel. Look, we've watched a lot of robot and robot adjacent movies on this podcast. I know we haven't done Pacific Rim yet, but it's coming. But there's a couple of different robots, you know, fighting each other instead of fighting kaijus.
Crimson Typhoon.
Yes, that's one of them. Yeah, see.
That's the three-armed one.
What's the Russian one? Stalingrad or whatever. The Cherno big green
Alpha.
One.
Cherno Alpha.
Okay. That one doesn't sound familiar. Great movie, Pacific Rim. But we're not watching that. We're watching another big robot movie on a much smaller budget, like $15, $20. But we'll get to that part of the podcast later.
Yeah.
Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line. Oh, it's streaming on Amazon Prime. I don't know if we said that right.
And Tubi.
End of line.
In a world where technology is on the precipice of revolution, where breakthroughs on the bleeding edge of tomorrow are about to give way to computer-generated visual effects. One man will take the then unfilmable concept of giant mech battles and just sort of wing it with Play-Doh. Starring the late and great Gary Graham, and featuring all the effects that no money couldn't buy. Before the steel was real, before the Jaegers were in the drift, they were robot jocks.